This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. July just a couple of days away, and to help us get ready for July is Wayne Bell. He writes the column Culture Club at FayettevilleFlyer.com. We're smack dab in the middle of summer now, once July gets here.
Yeah, it's hot. There's no way to escape it. But, you know, July, normally this period of the year is not a hotbed of activity, and even as far as big huge releases for July, there's not a ton to look forward to this year like there has been in the past, but there are some things to look forward to as summer kicks into full swing.
I know, and you'll probably bring this up later. I think later in the month, the final Harry Potter movie comes out, so I know there are a lot of people excited about that.
That is true, and they have assured us that it's the final Harry Potter movie. I guess they could come up with something, you know, different, but it's going to be interesting. I think that comes out on the 15th. I think it'll be interesting to see where those Harry Potter kids end up in two or three years. Yeah, how they can move on from this, because this has been a huge chunk of time. This isn't just like a young actor, you know, having a one or two, you know, big successes, aka Macaulay Culkin or Elijah Wood. This is somebody, these three kids that have had, you know, 10 years of this.
And 8 movies, right?
Yeah, and 8 huge movies. So
they could retire to the beaches of Rio if they wanted, I suppose.
They could have retired 5 movies ago. But, you know, Daniel Radcliffe just finished or is finishing a run on Broadway and How to Succeed.
And he was in Equus before that.
Yeah, and Emma Watson's on the cover of Vogue this month. So it'll be interesting to see how they can move forward as young billionaires.
Well, Godspeed. What else can we look forward to?
Well, today for the music industry is a big day because Beyonce's 4 comes out. Surprisingly, it's her 4th album. So she's really up the ante on the creative names. But then on the 1st of July, Larry Crown, the Julia Roberts and Tom Hanks movie, comes out. And that could be interesting. I have a feeling that it's going to be kind of a... not bad, not great, just kind of good, pleasant, fun.
Which, what more do I want from Tom Hanks and Julia Roberts, right?
Yeah, you know, at some point you could watch them read a children's book and it would be entertaining. Yeah. So that comes out on the 1st. And then starting the next week, it starts to pick up a little bit. On the 6th, Bravo returns with the 5th or 6th season of Flipping Out. Which, if you haven't seen that follows Jeff Lewis. He's a house flipper.
Oh, that show gets on. I cannot.
Yeah, because he's OCD and
he yells at everybody.
He yells a lot. But the interesting thing to chart with that show, because it's been on now, I think, for 5 or 6 years, is he went from house flipping to now it's couch flipping because of the economy. I mean. So it's been interesting to see how it's affected that business.
Interesting.
On the 8th, Horrible Bosses with Jason Bateman comes out, which is kind of an interesting premise about offing your horrible boss. And then on the 10th, HBO returns with its 48th season of Curb Your Enthusiasm.
I take it you're not a fan?
I thought that year they did the Seinfeld thing, whether that was last year or the year before, was interesting. But... it would be if you put the Seinfeld 4. Mm. So it'll be interesting to see where they go. I'm kind of surprised it's still on. And then on the 12th, REM releases a 25th anniversary edition of Life's Rich Pageant. So it's hard to believe that's been 25 years.
It really is.
Yeah, that comes out in a box set.
So I imagine it'll be expanded, outtakes, additional songs,
yeah, additional
like
material
that.
And additional pricing.
right.
And then... we've got some TV things to look forward to. On the 13th, Damages returns to DirecTV. John Goodman's joining the cast this year with Glenn Close. On the 17th, Breaking Bad comes back to AMC, which is 3-time and reigning Emmy winner Bryan Cranston and Aaron Paul.
He's won it the last 3 years.
Yeah, and Aaron Paul won it last year for Best Supporting Actor. So although they won't be eligible this fall, they'll probably win again next year. And Web Therapy comes out on the 19th, which is a new show on Showtime with Lisa Kudrow. You know, and she's had a pretty good run since Friends, even though the comeback was canceled after a season.
She was so good in that.
She was so good in it, and it's got a lot of attention. On the 24th, Entourage comes back for its 89th season on HBO. 89th and final. and not soon enough. And then the month ends on the 29th with Crazy Sexy Love with Steve Carell and Julianne Moore and Ryan Gosling. The premise looks really funny. You know, Julianne Moore and Steve Carell are a married couple having problems, and so Steve Carell starts to go for marriage advice from a male gigolo, kind of a ladies man, which is Ryan Gosling, which is a fun part for him.
Mm-hmm.
And so that looks, I think it has Emma Stone too, so I think that looks like that could close the month out on a high note.
And then we're into August and the dog days.
And when we get into August, you know, we'll have some more to look forward to, but the thing I look forward to most every August is September. And so then in September, October, November, we start to really get to the better stuff.
Wayne Bell writes the column Culture Club, found at FayettevilleFlyer.com. Wayne, thank you.
Thank you.